Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're tightening a subsign workflow in Ableton Lev 12 for jungle and old school D&B vibes, and this is an advanced one. The goal here is not just to make a clean sub, it's to build a subsystem that can move with the arrangement without wrecking the low end. We want something that can breathe with the drums, duck around breaks, open up in the right places, and still stay solid when the track shifts from intro to drop to DJ-friendly outro. That's the real game. In jungle and old school D&B, the sub is the anchor. It sits under the break, under the reese, under the snare energy, and it gives the whole record weight. And the tricky part is not making a sub sound nice and solo. The tricky part is making it behave musically in context. Because once the drums are chopping, the fills are flying, and the arrangement starts moving, the low end has to stay disciplined. So let's build this properly. Start with one dedicated sub layer and keep it brutally simple. In Ableton Live 12, Operator is perfect for this because it gets out of the way fast. Use a sine oscillator only. No widening, no unison, no chorus, no fancy stereo tricks. Keep the attack basically instant, around 0 to a few milliseconds, and keep the release short enough that the notes don't click off, but not so long that everything smears together. A release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds is a solid starting point, depending on tempo and note length. What to listen for here is almost the opposite of excitement. If the sub sounds too impressive on its own, you've probably gone too far. A great sub foundation should feel almost boring and solo. That's a good sign. You want reliability first. Dial comes later. Now write the bass line against the drum pocket, not just against the grid. That matters a lot in jungle and old school D&B. Don't just throw in a loop of evenly spaced notes and hope the break makes it feel alive. Listen to where the snare lands, where the ghost notes sit, and where the kick leaves space. Then place your sub so it supports that conversation. A really useful starting move is to build a two-bar phrase with mostly short notes, maybe eighths and quarters, and leave a real pocket for the snare to cut through. Let some notes resolve into the next kick or pickup, but don't fill every gap. The low end should feel like it is dancing with the break, not sitting on top of it. And here's a practical check. Mute the drums for a second. Does the bass line still read musically? Good. Now bring the drums back in. Does the bass make the groove feel heavier without making it feel crowded? That's the sweet spot. Once the pattern is working, shape the envelope so automation has room to breathe. If the notes are too long, later movement will blur into mud. If they're too short, the bass line gets nervous and thin. For a jungle or old-school flavor, a slightly longer release than you'd use in modern Euro can work really well, but you still need clear note edges. The front of the note matters. The phrase has to hit. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the workflow becomes useful. Why this works in D&B is simple. Automation gives phrase logic. In this genre, the bass is not just repeating a loop, it's responding to drum density, turnaround moments, and drop tension. So instead of automating everything, automate one or two controls with real intention. A clean Ableton chain could be operator into EQ8 into utility. Keep the core sub mono with utility. If you need a little more readability, add subtle saturation before EQ8, maybe with saturator, and keep it gentle. We are talking about a little edge, not turning the sub into a distorted low-mid patch. A couple dB of drive can help the bass speak on smaller systems, but the core sign has to stay clean. What to automate? A few good options are filter movement, subtle level changes, saturation drive and transition bars, or note length changes before a drop. If you only pick one, make it count. For example, close the low pass a bit before a drop, then open it on the first beat, or shave a little level in a crowded turnaround bar so the snare can land harder, or shorten the last note before the drop to create a little vacuum of tension. What to listen for is whether the groove feels more intentional, not more busy. The best automation in this style should feel psychological. The listener should feel the bass pulling the track forward without necessarily noticing the exact knob move that caused it. Now bring the drums into the picture and watch how the sub behaves against the break. This is where people often make the wrong move. When the break gets busier, the instinct is often to add more bass motion. Usually, the smarter move is the opposite. In a dense jungle section, the sub should often simplify. That leaves room for the break edits, the snare, the ghost notes, and a kick to stay readable. So if you hit a snare roll, a pickup bar, or a busy turnaround, try thinning the sub slightly. You can automate a 1 or 2 dB dip in those crowded bars, then let the bass return fully on the downbeat. You can also tighten the note lengths before the drop so the read entry hits harder. That tiny contrast goes a long way, and that's another key D&B principle. The bass should follow the phrase energy of the track. Not every bar needs the same weight. A sparse intro can hint at the sub without fully committing. A drop can bring the full phrase in. A mid-break can strip it back again. And the second drop does not need to be louder. It just needs to be smarter. Maybe one extra pickup note. Maybe a slightly shorter release. Maybe a touch more saturation. Tiny changes can feel massive when the groove is already strong. Keep the true sub mono. Always. If you want movement, create it in a separate harmonic layer, not in the actual low fundamental. This is where a lot of headphone excitement turns into club disappointment. A bass that feels wide or huge in cans can fall apart in the room if the core low end isn't stable. So use utility to keep the anchor centered, and if you want audibility on smaller speakers, add harmonics above the fundamental with controlled saturation or a filtered parallel layer. That split is powerful. Pure sine below the real sub region, and a quieter harmonic layer above it if needed. The room gets the pressure, and smaller systems still hear the bass line. That's a very useful balance in jungle and old school D&B. At some point, commit to audio if the automation starts feeling like arrangement logic rather than sound design. If you've got the same two-bar movement repeating, or you want to reverse a pickup, cut a tiny gap before a snare hit, or shape a turnaround like a drum edit, print it. Resampling the bass can open up much more musical editing. You can treat it like a performance element instead of a fixed MIDI part. And honestly, that old-school attitude matters. Once the movement is part of the identity of the record, don't be afraid to freeze it in place and make it editable. That's how you turn a basic subpatch into a real arrangement tool. One more important check, compare your phrases at the same loudness. This is a classic trap. A louder section will always feel better for a moment, but that doesn't mean it's actually better. So when you automate saturation or level, make sure the before and after sections are mentally level matched. The goal is clarity and pressure, not just more amplitude. If the bass feels powerful in solo but the track loses momentum when the full drums come in, the issue is usually one of a few things. The notes are too long. The bass is entering too early. The harmonic layer is masking the drum body. Or the automation is too dramatic between bars. Fix that before adding more sound design. A great way to think about this is arrangement glue. The sub is not just a bass sound. It's what locks the break. It's what makes the drop feel stable. It's what gives the kick and snare a floor to stand on. When the drums already carry plenty of character, the sub should provide certainty, not more motion. Here's a really effective advanced move. Build two states for the same bassline. State 1 is clean, restrained, and a little more sustained. State 2 is slightly shorter, darker, and a bit more harmonically audible. Then alternate between them every 8 or 16 bars. That gives you evolution without losing identity. You can also use ghost note phrasing very subtly. Tiny pickup notes before a downbeat or snare hit can make the sub feel conversational, but keep them low and restrained. The point is not to create a second bassline. The point is to make the sub feel alive in relation to the break. And if you want extra impact, try a bassless turnaround bar. Remove the sub for one bar before the drop, then bring it back dead on the first beat. In this genre, absence can hit harder than a fill. That little vacuum creates real pressure. What to listen for in the full arrangement is simple. Does the kick still punch? Does the snare still crack? Does the break stay readable? And does the sub make everything feel more defined, not more crowded? If the answer is yes, you've got it. So here's the recap. Build the sub first as a clean mono foundation. Keep it simple in operator or your chosen oscillator. Write the MIDI against the drum pocket, not just the grid. Shape the envelope so the notes have clear edges. Then use one or two meaningful automation moves, like subtle filter motion, level dips in crowded bars, or saturation changes in transition moments. Keep the core sub mono, let any extra aggression live in a separate harmonic layer, and print the bass to audio when the movement becomes part of the arrangement itself. That is how you tighten a subsign workflow in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school D&B vibes. Clean, controlled, dance-floor ready, and still full of character. Now take the 16-bar practice challenge. Build one main drop phrase and one evolved second phrase. Keep the true sub mono. Use no more than two automated parameters. Make one subtle change before bar 9 that you can barely notice in solo, but definitely feel in context. And most importantly, make the bass support the break instead of fighting it. Do that, and you'll start hearing your low end like a real D&B producer. Tight, deliberate, and ready for the room.